What's up, rich people? It's me, Haley, and I'm a financial pop star and also a doctor. Yep, I do plastic surgery. Sorry, I get plastic surgery. But for real, I am a doctor of your financial health.
How do you top that? Let's bring in one of the biggest personal financial influencers there is, Haley Sachs, creator of Mrs. Dow Jones and also Finance is Cooling. You can go to that website to check that out. But one of the things that you like to talk about, and all of us have sat in those lectures, whether it be when we're kids from our parents to financial mm-hmm. advisors planning for the future, you have to deny yourself. You have to cut back. And you don't go that far. What you say is, look, on occasion, treat yourself well. Tell us more about this, because that's real world how you deal with finance.
100%. I do not believe in saying no to everything. I believe in saying yes to what's important to you and cutting out the rest. In my world, we spend more on the things that we value, and then we basically ignore everything else.
You also point out to, I think it's more than 300,000 followers. I mean, it's quite a group of
After
people
this
who are relying on you.
Who knows?
Yeah. But what you point out is, instead of looking at the negative, I have to cut, you look at, well, where can I grow to do this yeah. that I want to do? My brother, by the way, who is a finance kind of person, says, look at dollars as fun tickets, as opportunities.
I love that. Yeah, I'm on the same page with that. Like, I think that we think so much about what we can cut. And let's be honest, there's a floor to how much you can take out of your budget, how much you can save, but there is no ceiling to how much you can earn. And I find that so enthralling and exciting. And it just makes me feel like, wow, the world really is my oyster and I could have so many fun tickets.
But what is it that you think resonates so strongly between you and the people who are now, you know, following you every day?
Well, I see on the screen that we're talking about my course, which is so exciting. It's the Ultimate Money 101 course, which I'm sure we'll get to, but it's called Start Here. And it's the perfect place to start taking care of your finances, to pop off your financial journey, especially if you love humor and you love pop culture. It really teaches you everything you need to know to build a strong foundation.
So when we talk about this, it's university.financeiscool.com.
And you just go to financeiscool.com.
Pardon?
You can just go to financeiscool.com. I have that domain. Everything's there for you. Got you taken care of.
And one of the things you talk about, well, this is where it would seem for a lot of us, we would connect with you, is that people are eager to put money to work. Some people are lusting for financial goals and itching to be financially independent. And here are solutions from you, right?
Yes, 100%. I think, you know, we're not really told much about money, but we've obviously all been told to save, or we've heard it. But what do you actually do with those savings? How do you use them to create a financial foundation that's strong? Like, the actual details and steps that you have to take are never laid out. So I was like, excuse me, we need to have steps laid out. That's why we made the course. It is so simple. It's so entertaining. And it'll teach you everything you need to know to get those finances on track.
And it's not like you have to sit in the course for hours and hours. It's 20 minutes a day, right?
Yeah, that was really important to me. Although, you know, I've heard from people who take the course, they want to binge the content because it's so fun. You know, burnout, especially when you're on your financial A game, is so real. We've all had that, like, Sunday night after we, you know, spent so much over the weekend, where we create some, like, really intense budget for 2 hours and then we never look at it again. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that people were really only doing this in small doses so that nothing was too extreme. Everything felt like it actually could be part of their lives.
I was reading an article in which it talked about your own personal experiences, and you were surrounded by people who were talking about these issues, and it was part of the reason you decided to do this. As you now build, you know, your audience, what are you hearing from them about their personal experiences? Are this the same as yours, or what kinds of things are they sharing with you?
Look, I think, like, for my audience, we all share such a growth mindset where, like, it's not about where we're coming from, it's about where we're going. And, like, even following me, I think, is so brave, because it's, you know, you're basically saying, okay, this is something I want to learn more about, I want to level up about. And, you know, I think something I really hear from people is just, like, that they are thirsty for information and they want to, you know, make sure that they're doing it right. That's the whole thing, right? There's so much noise in the space. So how can I be sure that I'm doing it correctly?
And finally, I hope that you have the copyright to that tagline. If you go to financesschool.com and play the video, I'm going to let you take us out here, because you like to share with your fans a certain line, and I loved it. So take it away.
You love. I'm Haley Sachs. This is Yahoo Finance, and stay rich, bitch.